Hello?
Mashi ikashunan.
Some part of her told her to leave, that she'd be coming back here tomorrow morning when the sun would be out and the shadows wouldn't hide anything. But Anya was curious.
Everything is connected.
Ashten hachk ashwai hakax.
Anya saw more definition to the shape as it stepped closer, away from the trunk. A woman, either with hair very short or tied back. A very small woman. Hello?
Look ul, pus shwai et hachk ask o hanil.
Leave. Find Manny and get out of here.
Instead of listening to her rational side, Anya went ever nearer until she was practically beneath the big cedar's branches.
Kash tik tak in! Konik tak in! Shimbal wakmil!
Anya couldn't understand what the girl was saying. She clearly understood the slashing motion the woman made with a knife that had come out of nowhere. Anya felt the sword's pommel against her hand, the blade looking like liquid silver in the moonlight that stretched down between a gap in the clouds. She thought the figure might run, but was wrong. Anya had no intention of fighting, taking a defensive stance. But she did want to get a good look at the woman, find some way to communicate. Discover what, if anything, this woman's presence might have to do with Edgar. The small woman darted forward, slashing, hugging the shadow the tree provided. Anya backed up, even though the sword gave her a much longer reach than the woman's knife, a definite advantage. Still, Anya made no move against her, other than to defend herself. Anya turned her sword so the flat of it caught the woman's knife, the long blade absorbing the impact. Rue had told her never to meet edge with edge, because edges are not so flexible, and they are easy to chip and break. Anya parried blow after blow, inching back and trying to draw the woman out so she could get a good look at her under the moonlight. Finally, she was successful, and the appearance of her opponent surprised her. She was in her mid-teens at best, Anya guessed. Too young to be knife-fighting. Her hair was like ink, shiny, and looking as if it was pulled back so tight it was painful. Her eyes were dark, wide, and angry, the pupils big. Maybe she was on drugs. It could explain the wild behavior and the babbling. She was dressed in cut-off jeans and a t-shirt that would have been baggy had it not been tied in a knot just above her waist, exposing a pierced navel.
We don't have to do this.
Yes, we do.
I didn't mean to trespass. If I was on your property, if I upset you... No!
The girl had slashed at Anya's waist, drawing blood. She had meant to kill her. That did it. Anya still wouldn't hurt the girl, but she wasn't backing down anymore. Now the girl was forced back. Anya tried to knock the knife from her grip. Anya turned the sword flat side out, intending to hit the girl's arm without cutting. If she could get the girl to drop the knife, she could dismiss the sword and tackle her, reason with her. The girl caught the blow and stayed upright.
You must die. Die now!
The girl flung a handful of sand at Anya. The girl came at Anya from the side. The knife tip went into her side, stopping at a rib.
Hey, what's going on?
Anya blinked furiously, and through her clouded gaze saw the girl race madly away. Anya would have chased her if the detective hadn't shown up, would have run her into the ground and fought against the sand in her eyes with every step. She would have gotten answers. Now all she had was more questions. She dismissed the sword and dropped to her knees, clutching her side.
Anya! Was someone swinging a sword at you?
I think it was a big knife.
Damn big knife. Don't see him, fast sucker. Christ, you're bleeding. We have to get you to a hospital. This place is too small. Probably doesn't even have a clinic open this late. You want me to call you an ambulance? I can take you in my car just as fast. Sirens and lights and...
Oh, it's just a scratch. Got a first aid kit in your car?
I don't know, Anya. That's a good amount of blood. I think I'm gonna...
Show me that first aid kit.